Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
We expected another big increase in the cost of fertilizer to feed our crops. The U.S. International Trade Commission voted to approve new increased duties on imports of ammonium nitrate from Russia, Trinidad, Tobago. Those countries export to us more than 80% of the nitrogen fertilizer that we use. Senator Chuck Grassley, Iowa, and more than 80 members of Congress sent a letter urging the ITC to suspend the process. Okay, no more tariffs. The suspension was approved. Thank you. Let's talk about funding our government for next fiscal year. The House Rules Committee will put on the table six bills. One of them will be the ag funding bill for $27.2 billion, and that provides a $2 billion increase above this year. Also, the nutrition program for women, infants, and children is set at $6 billion, and the child nutrition and school meals will cost $28 billion. It's a good start. We'll see what happens. I want to say a few words about President Biden's visit to the Middle East. He first met with Israel, Prime Minister, and they are not on the same page on how to deal with Iran. Get tough on Tehran. That's what the Prime Minister advised. Trying to cut a deal with Iran probably will not work. They can't be trusted. On his last day of his trip, President Biden met with a number of Middle East leaders, and that included Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia, leaders from Egypt, Iraq, and others, and some people in the United States have been very critical of President Biden for even meeting with the Saudi Arabian Crown Prince. The U.S. government thinks the prince supported the killing of journalist Khashoggi. So why should we be over there begging for oil? Well, my take on all of this Middle East diplomacy is this. It was the right thing to do. We didn't need to be fighting a war in the Middle East, and we did that for 20 years, but we do need to maintain clean, clear, close relations with some of those countries that can stand up against Iran. We need to be there to ensure that China and Russia cannot dominate everything. Remember, President Trump connected a number of Arab nations with Israel? The United States needs to reestablish our effort to bind and expand those connections. Here's some good news. We may get a deal with Russia that will allow Ukraine grain exports. We'll see. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.